1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure, and as always, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. We're going to be talking about farming for the future today, which I think is obviously very important for us to stop and think about a bit, and farm financial management workshops. I'll let you explain, Greg.
So farming for the future, and that's actually a title of some workshops that we have coming up. Kind of want to promote those, and you know, where do they come up with that kind of title? Well, I think it's just a matter of having a future in farming. And so we say this, I hate to be the gloom and doom guy, but times are tough. And so we're working on these farm financial management workshops, putting some things together to see if we can help producers get a handle on their finances and see if they can continue. You know, and there are some people are doing fine, some are not doing fine. And so it's a difficult situation, and so we'll just run through some dates. So this is a series of workshops that are going to be statewide. Actually, we piloted this program here in Manhattan a year ago, and so we would have talked about this for something very similar a year ago. So we started with the initial meeting, and these meetings are across the state, December 14 in Pratt, December 19 in Salina. So that's one to write down, December 19 in Salina, January 10 in Scott City, and then January 11 in Emporia. And so those will be the introductory meetings to this. You know, they'll schedule be like 8:30 to 3:30, overview of the current farm financial situation. And so land values, rental arrangements, profitability or lack of profitability, input costs, talk about FSA programs, Farm Service Agency programs that might be able to help out, a grain market outlook. And those of us that are holding grain that we shouldn't be holding, we don't like the outlook. We think the price needs to go up. I did check before I walked over here, maybe 2 cents up today or so far, but, you know, not good. Beef cattle market outlook, macroeconomics. We wrap up the day with farm financial management during challenging times. And that's a session put on by, Dwayne Hund and his crew with the Kansas Farm Analyst Program and then the Kansas Farm Management Association. And really, this is the opportunity to introduce what the FinPAC program, which is our farm financial analysis computer program from the University of Minnesota that's been widely used to evaluate farm situations. And so at the end of the day of this first workshop, there'll be the opportunity to sign up for that in-depth analysis, which is the next workshop.
Very good. And this is not just a Kansas problem either. I mean, this
it's not just a Kansas problem. And, you know, and it's not, you know, it's maybe different parts of the state are being affected differently. You know, as I look at, if you look at western Kansas where it's all wheat, it's going to be pretty hard to pencil out any break even on that. You look at southeast Kansas, if they can raise a crop and it's a lot of soybeans, soybeans may pencil out to be profitable. So since this summer, I'm actually managing the family farm out in Phillips County, and I'm having a tough time figuring out how I'm going to make that thing break even. The good thing, we're very fortunate that everything's paid for. Mom has a good retirement income, and so farm doesn't have to make money. But, you know, I don't know how long she wants me to let it go backwards. And, yeah, the pockets are deep enough. You know, Dad left enough other investments that that we'll be okay for a while. But, you know, it's tough. And, you know, I think about it almost daily. It's like, man, I got to figure out how to make this thing break even. You know, I'm only asking to break even. I'm not asking for any return on the land investment.
Expert. I mean,
well,
considerably,
you know, maybe, but, you know, the guys that are really doing it, the guys that are doing it every day, you know, I consider the farmers the experts. You know, in our situation, I'm still trying to get a handle on some of the costs. You know, Dad was doing it up until this summer. And you know, I've got a pretty good feel for it, but to actually get it all nailed down and be able to plug that into budgets, you know, it's going to take me through the next year to get all those numbers in hand and to see really where we're at. But, you know, break even might be the best we can do. And that's the thing. You know, in our situation, Dad had it all set up. It was being custom farmed. And so we don't have the ability to give away the labor in that case, which, you know, a producer that doesn't have a spouse working off the farm doesn't have that ability either. But, you know, if you do, if you got somebody that'll feed the family, sometimes you can give away your labor, survive through the tough times, and then carry on and be ready to go during the good times. So anyway, that's kind of what we're looking at. We're trying to figure how we can get people through the tough times. So when the good times occur, then we'll continue going and things will be good.
Definitely tough. Now, I know, of course, there's a lot of dates we're throwing out at people for these meetings, and there are a different set of meetings. I don't know if we need to differentiate a little bit on that.
And it is. It's two different sets of meetings. And so the first ones are the introductory workshops, and those are the dates that I threw at you just a minute ago. And really, the only two we need to talk about, December 19 in Salina, January 11 in Emporia. So really, I'm going to the one in Salina on December 19th. And so I'll focus that direction. And that's the series that we just talked about, the farm financial situation and really the introductory meeting, the one where if you're interested in signing up for that FinPAC analysis, you would have the opportunity to do that at the end of that day. Anybody who decides they want to do that, it's a really good deal. It's normally a minimum of $450 to do that. There's a grant available to make that $150 charge. It's an intense effort. It takes, a day or two of homework to pull everything together, to get all the costs together and get all the numbers together in order to do that analysis. So if you go to the December 19 meeting in Salina, the follow-up then for Salina would be January 11 or January 12. And that's when producers would return to go through their finances with a farm analyst. And so they'd spend 4 hours, a minimum of 4 hours, with that analyst to take an in-depth look at their finances and see if they can figure out what's making money, what they might be able to do different. You know, in some cases, it's how do you refinance in order to make things go. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Things are tough. Absolutely no doubt about that at all. Anything else about the meetings that we need to highlight?
Well, I suppose we should talk about the cost. There is a $20 charge for that initial meeting. And again, the $150, and that's totally optional. There will be producers who attend the initial meeting, pay the $20, and that's mostly the meal, and then won't choose to go ahead and do the FinPAC analysis. That's fine. It'll be a good educational meeting anyway without the analysis. The other option is don't attend the first meeting and just say, hey, I want to do the analysis. Get a hold of me or one of the agents that's in charge of those meetings, and we'll get you the packet and we'll get you set up.
Sounds like important stuff. You know, whenever we have you in here, too, and you just mentioned some of the prices, I don't know if we want to go over some of those a little bit. It's always good to get that information out.
I was looking at this just the other day as I was putting my notes together, again, I'm the gloom and doom guy. I mean, I like it when times are good and I can be in and everything's positive. But, a big issue, one of our biggest problems right now is high prices. It's not like so much like the 1980s, or high prices, excuse me, low prices, low prices. It's not like the 80s where we had high interest rates. We just have low commodity prices. Corn at $2.78 a couple days ago, it's in that neighborhood now, I think. At this time, I noticed that this time last year it was $2.81. I just looked back at some notes, and so that hasn't changed much. Grain sorghum about $2.93 now. It was quite a bit lower last year. Soybeans at $8.56, wheat at $3.38. Wheat was actually $2.83 at this time last year.
It's just been rough.
And so it's just been tough, and that doesn't come close to a break-even price. And so the soybean price, again, if you get a decent yield, that can make some money.
Now, how have the yields been?
Well, and they've been good for the most part. It depends on where you're at. You could have had some really good yields, 40 to 50 bushels per acre on soybeans. If you got far enough north, you got 15 bushels per acre. And so it's dry in the north part of the county. Out west, Phillips County, I had this great crop that got hailed and then got flooded. And so I really haven't heard the report. The guy that's doing the custom work sent me a text, I think, just to prepare me, then sent me a picture to show me how bad it looked.
Oh, no.
And I appreciate that. I try to tell.
That'd be a realist, I
guess. Yeah, I try to tell tenants, it wouldn't be really hard just to send a text. Keep your landlord informed. And it's kind of nice to be kept up to speed. I was thinking, oh, great, we got 7 inches of rain out there. And it didn't occur to me that 7 inches of rain was going to put that one field underwater. So anyway, about need to raise a crop. Crop insurance isn't going to take care of it. But yields here, again, they're kind of all over the board. I've heard some really good yields kind of down Manhattan and south, where we got the rain. And then we may have on corn. We may have gotten, if you get up into Marshall County, there's maybe some 25 bushel corn, maybe 40 to 50. That's not good. You know, we need at least 100 or in that neighborhood. So, all over the board, some folks are going to be doing okay and some aren't.
Of course, wintertime we generally think is a little bit of a downtime. I mean, there's still a lot of things you have to be doing. Late season alfalfa, though, I mean, I don't know if we're still in the midst of that a little bit.
It's kind of in my notes is just to talk about late season alfalfa decisions, because we figure that late September is usually our last opportunity to cut, or should be, before we get a good hard freeze. It's because we want to maintain root reserves. And so we need that regrowth in order to have good root reserves for next spring. So after we get a good hard freeze, which I actually thought we had 2 weeks ago, but then I still see green alfalfa standing, so I'm not real sure where we're at on that. But after we get a good hard freeze, then we can do whatever we want. And we can graze it, we can hay it, whatever. But I guess the reason I put that on my notes is because I think we need to be a little bit cautious yet in cutting some of those fields. There's one not too far from my house that thing still looks green. They probably better be waiting, and they definitely need to wait to turn cows out on it. So even though I've been off the farm for 31 years now, I do have enough experience in farming to have killed a few cows over the years, and I know that the morning after a frost is a really bad time to have cows getting out on your alfalfa. And that's the day you'll go out and you'll find one with 4 feet up in the air and bloated tight as a tick. So just be careful, be cautious, and don't do anything dumb.
Exactly. Well, I guess before we wrap up again, if you want to throw out those dates and remind people of your workshops.
Yeah, those farm financial management workshops, the Farming for the Future, the one in Salina is December 19, the one in Emporia is January 11. Probably the easiest way to sign up for those would be online, just at agmanager.info. And if you Google agmanager.info, it should pop right up. Now, I know it pops up better on my computer because it knows what I want, but I think most people will be able to find that. And it'll be right there on the front page, and you can just sign up online. If that doesn't work, call me, call the Saline County Extension Office, call the Lyon County Extension Office. Any of us will get you signed up.
Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure with us today. We'll take a break. When we come back, Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Roma will be joining us. And after that, of course, McCain Holiday Home Tour. We'll hear more about that. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.